Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 26th December 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Bishu Prishti. Have a listen, please.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we take up a bhajan which has been a request of one of our listeners. And this bhajan adores Bhagwan as the one who is also worshipped by those who pray to Lord Jesus Christ. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण.
So as we begin to learn this bhajan, we will also explore the raga behind this composition, the beat, and will spend good amount of time understanding the significance of every word of this bhajan, which is composed in the language Sanskrit. So let's get started with the lyrics of the bhajan.
दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण तुम हो ईसा मसीहा ओ साई बाबा. दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण धर्म उद्धारण भक्त परायण आदि नारायण साई अलख निरंजन भव भय भंजन परति नारायण साई.
Now let's learn how to sing this bhajan. As you listen to its tune sung very slowly, please do pay attention and follow carefully, because this bhajan is not among the very easy bhajans to learn. One has to really focus so that you get all the nuances of its tune right.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C madhyam. Din dukhiyon ke taran karan. दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण तुम हो ईसा मसीहा ओ साई बाबा. तुम हो ईसा मसीहा ओ साई बाबा. दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण धर्म उद्धारण भक्त परायण. धर्म उद्धारण भक्त परायण आदि नारायण साई. आदि नारायण साई. अलख निरंजन भव भय भंजन. अलख निरंजन भव भय भंजन परति नारायण साई. பருத்தி நாராயண சாயி. பருத்தி நாராயண சாயி. பருத்தி நாராயண சாயி. தீன துக்கியோகே தாரண காரண.
So that's how the lovely tune of this bhajan flows. And for those of us who are keen students of music, it would be very interesting for us to know the different notes and the raga or ragas that are involved in this beautiful tune. To help us in this understanding, we have Brother Anirudh. So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the technical structure of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This beautiful bhajan has lovely melody tune and also beautiful lyrics.
Yes.
If you analyze it musically, it is, I think in my opinion, it is based on a mix of three ragas, or perhaps a raga might exist as a combination of these three, which I don't know. The first raga I want to tell is Malkons or Hindolam.
Sa ga ma dha ni sa, sa ni dha ma ga sa.
It is a very popular raga and we have many, many Sai bhajans in this.
Daya karo Shiva Ganga Dhari, Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
And if you change one note of this raga,
Sa ga ma dha ni sa.
So from Komal ni, if it make it, if you make it to Shuddh ni,
Sa ni dha ma ga sa.
This raga is Chandrakons, and you have bhajans
Raghupati Raghava Raja Rama, O Raja Rama. Hari Hari Narayana, Hari Govinda Narayana.
And coming to the third raga, it's a beautiful twist from the both the ragas, that is Chandrakons and Malkons. Both had Komal Ga.
Sa ga ma dha.
So if you change from Komal Ga to Shuddh Ga,
Sa ga ma dha ni sa, sa ni dha ma ga sa.
By changing one note, it gives a beautiful experience and the feel of the entire, the emotion changes. And this bhajan is a lovely combination of these three emotions put together. And the third raga which I was telling is called Surya.
Sa ga ma dha ni sa ni dha ma ga.
We have one Ganesha bhajan in this raga.
Siddhi Vinayak Pahi Gajanana.
So as you wanted me to analyze this bhajan musically, I guess it is a combination of the Chandrakons, Malkons and Surya. And the deviations from each raga is so beautifully connected that you don't even know that the raga is changing. Such wonderful tune and wonderful lyrics.
Absolutely. The lyrics are also, as you said, very unique, because hardly you find any bhajan with the lines like this. You know, Dharma Udharana, Tarana Karana.
Yes.
Very unique. And I think for those who are trying to decipher this in their musical instruments, once we share with them the swaras, I think that will make it very easy, isn't it?
Yes, I think that exercise is mandatory for this bhajan, because as I said before, you have the combination of different ragas by changing the Shuddh to Ni, Shuddh to Komal notes. So when we do swaras for each line, you would exactly know what is being changed and which note to hit.
Yeah. I think maybe in this bhajan you can perhaps specify which dha and which ga is, you know,
yes,
komal, and where it is shud. I think that will really help everyone.
Yes, so let's take the first line.
Yeah.
Din dukhiyo ke taran karan sadada mama damaga sagaga mama mama.
So the first line belongs to the rag Surya, because the shuddh ga is coming.
Sa ga ma sa da da ma ma da ma ga sa ga ga ma ma ma. Tum ho Isa Masiha O Sai Baba.
So the second line has the feel of Chandrakons because of shuddh ni.
Sa sa ga sa ga sa ni ni sa sa ni sa ni da ma. Sa sa ga sa ga sa ni ni sa sa ni sa ni da ma.
We shall go to the next line, dharma uddharana.
Dharma uddharana Bhakta parayana mama gama madamaga gamada gamaga sasa. Mama gama madamaga gamada gamaga sasa. Adinarayana sai. Sa 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 ni da ma da da ni sa ni da ni sa.
This line belongs to Malkons.
Sa ga ma da ni sa. Sa 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 ni da ma da da ni sa ni da ni sa. Alaka niranjana bhava bhaya bhanjana. Sagasani sa sagasani sagamagasa ni sa sa.
Because of the shuddhani, it is again Chandra counts.
Sagasani sagamagasa sagamagasa ni sa sa. Partinarayana sai. Sa 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 ni da ma da da ni sa ni da ni sa. Sa 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 ni da ma da da ni sa ni da ni sa. Partinarayana sai. Sa 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 ni da ma da ma ga ma.
So it connects back to Rag Surya, so that the first line
din dukhiyon ke taran karan
is also in Surya. Let's do the swara for this last line.
Sa 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 ni da ma da ma ga ma.
The ga here is shuddh ga.
Sa 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 ni da ma da ma ga ma.
Because there is so much of juggling between so many ragas, but you know, you will definitely get confused if you're focusing on the raga as you're singing this bhajan. Just like every bhajan, I think the feel and the bhava of the bhajan is so beautiful because it is talking about the Lord's compassion.
Yes.
And how the Lord takes birth again and again for the devotees. I think the feel and the emotions expressed are so beautiful.
That yes, it doesn't just have any boundary.
Yeah, it doesn't have any boundary, and you can just be lost in
in the
meaning that it conveys and where it can take you if you focus on the bhava really.
Absolutely. In Carnatic Kritis, if there are more than one raga is involved, they call it ragamalika. So something like that, this bhajan, because every line it changes to either Surya or Malkons or Chandrakons, it keeps shifting between these ragas.
Yes.
And put together is a beautiful composition. Yes. As you said, the words dharma uddharana keeps ringing in your mind.
Yes.
When you listen to this bhajan.
I'm tempted to say that every bhajan is actually a bhava malika.
Yes.
Because every line conveys a very beautiful feeling to connect with the Lord.
And that's what connects to Swami and most important.
Absolutely. So we'll do the beat?
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is the 8 beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण,
दीन दुखियों के तारण कारण,
तुम हो ईसा मसीहा ओ साई बाबा,
तुम हो ईसा मसीहा ओ साई बाबा.
Yet another lovely bhajan. We've tried to understand and derive the joy of singing with a little more understanding of its raga, its tala and the beat. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, let's spend more time now understanding the significance of every word of this bhajan. If you take the first line, Dinadukhiyon ke Tarana Karana. In fact, in this bhajan, the first two lines make one line when it comes to what the bhajan is trying to convey. The idea that is explained in the first line is actually split into two lines. Dina dukhiyon ke tarana karana tumaho Isa Masiha o Sai Baba. Dina dukhiyon ke refers to those who are weak, who are distressed. Dina is someone who is incapacitated. Dukhyo is someone who is always beset with problems. Tarana karana. Tarana is to save. Karana is reason. So it means to help those who are sad and who are depressed. Then comes the next line. Tumaho Isa Masiya O Sai Baba. O Sai Baba, you are the divine Lord, the divine emancipator. You are the one who came to the rescue of devotees as Jesus Christ. And you are the one who comes again and again to save the forlorn, to save those who need succor. That is what is conveyed in entirety in the first two lines. Dinadukhiyon ke tarana karana tumaho Isa Masiha o Sai Baba. During the landmark event of Guru Purnima 1963, Bhagwan took upon the illness that was to befall on one of his devotees. This was a major event in the Sri Satya Sai avatar. This is when Bhagwan revealed that he is Shiva Shakti Swarupa. On that occasion, Swami said, "For those who have no refuge, God alone is the refuge. This is the reason I took upon myself the disease that one forlorn bhakta was to suffer from." Swami explained, the devotee would not have survived nor could he have come through the four attacks that I took upon myself. And then came the declaration, my dharma is bhakta rakshana, which means my duty is the protection of the devotees. There are any number of such instances where Bhagwan has been the true refuge of those who call out to him. When a devastating cyclone rendered thousands of homes to ruins in 1977, Swami came to the rescue of these forlorn people in coastal Andhra Pradesh. No one went to Bhagwan and asked for any succor. It was a spontaneous gesture of Bhagwan, wherein he sent loads of food, clothes and survival material along with hundreds of Sai Sevadal workers to go and serve these people who were in distress. And this has happened any number of times, be it the devastating cyclone in Orissa in October 2008, or the Gujarat earthquake in 2002, or the tsunami in Tamil Nadu in 2004, and the list goes on. While these are stories of compassion that the world comes to know because it is done on a bigger scale, but there are any number of little stories that are unfolding in so many devotees' hearts, and these are stories which we will never know. There is a poignant tale about a person who was fed up with life and wanted to end his life. One morning he went and sat on a bench on the shores of the Thames River and said, "I'm going to jump into Thames and end my life." He sat there next to the river for a whole day, and in the evening he said to himself, "Okay, now the moment has come. I'm going to get up and jump." And just when he was about to do this, a voice from within very sternly said, "Sit down." He was shocked and he sat down. And then he thought, probably he's hearing things because he's not keeping well. He had the habit of drinking alcohol. So he thought maybe his mind was not thinking clearly because of the alcohol which was inside him. So he got up again, took courage, and again said to himself, "Now I am going to jump." And as he was about to let go, again the voice came very strongly, "Sit down." Again the voice was so strong that he could not discard that direction. He tried one more time. He thought, maybe I'm imagining things. But then when it happened the third time, he said to himself, "There is somebody who is asking me to sit down. I don't know who this is. This voice is so different. This voice is not me. Some power is not allowing me to take this drastic step." And so he decided to go back home. On his way back, he passed through a house where he heard a very faint voice. As he was walking that road, he recognized that it was the same voice that had very sternly told him, "Sit down." So he went into the compound of that house. By then, the voice had stopped talking. And now, something melodious was emerging from that house. So he just went and sat there for about half an hour to 45 minutes. At the end of it, the melodious singing stopped. And then a few people came to him and started speaking to him very lovingly. They asked him where he was from, what he was doing, and if they can help him in any way. Then this man opened his heart and explained the situation. And then he said, "Can you tell me, what are you people doing? Who are you all?" And these people said, "We are devotees of Sri Sathya Sai Baba. We were singing Sai Bhajans." It was the practice of these people to play excerpts from Bhagwan's discourse just before the bhajan session. And when the man entered that compound, he had heard that voice of Bhagwan. And immediately he recognized that this was the voice which had told him, "Sit down, sit down, sit down." And that is the reason why he went inside and sat glued, trying to listen once again to this voice. And then the man said, "The last 45 minutes of the music that you were singing was the most magical moment of my life. I loved it so much. When are you doing bhajans again? I want to come." And that is how he became a regular attendee of the Sai Bhajan session. In fact, he became so much a part of the group that when Sai devotees from UK had sent truckloads of clothes, food and other stuff for the refugees there, the devotees from UK had sent all these material to this region at that point in time. It was the period when the people of Serbia were at war. It was a troubled time for former Yugoslavia. So this man too joined along with the Sai devotees, and he started now experiencing the joy of giving and the joy of selfless service too. Bhagwan not only saved him from him giving up his life, but also taught him what is it that will add meaning to his life. bhajans and service. So there are any number of such stories, and Bhagwan has his own inevitable way of reaching out to the hearts of everyone who needs his help, who needs his support. And that is what is explained and conveyed in this first line. Dinadukhiyon ke tarana karana, the Lord incarnates only to save these people. Tum ho Isa Masiha, O Sai Baba. Isa is generally referred to as Lord Jesus. Isa Masiha means the one, the Lord who is the healer, the emancipator. In his Christmas discourse in 1978, Bhagwan revealed the original name of Jesus was Isa. And Isa, when repeated consecutively, Isa, 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 it becomes Sai. The Swami said both mean the same. It means the eternal absolute, the Sat-Chit-Ananda, the being awareness, bliss. In fact, at the Tibetan monastery where Isa spent some years, in the Tibetan manuscript, his name is written as Isa, which means the Lord of all beings. There is a moving episode from the life of Mr. James Sinclair, a reputed businessman and a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan. Mr. Sinclair had not heard of Baba, but he had a deep yearning and love for God in his heart. He used to wonder, how is it possible that I was born at this time and age? As a Christian, he felt that it was so unfair that he was here in the 1950s and Jesus was there on the planet 2000 years ago. He used to pray to the Lord as he drove to New York City for his business every day, telling the Lord, "Oh Lord, I know you are out there. I know you are there somewhere, but I cannot find you. Dear Lord, I cannot find you, but you can find me. Please come to me." This was his constant prayer. And indeed, Bhagwan heard those prayers and so beautifully responded. In his unmistakable ways, Bhagwan entered Mr. Sinclair's life. One very profound experience that Mr. Sinclair had in his house happened one night. He was walking back from the washroom and he got a strange feeling that someone was there in the room. So he says, "I turned around and I saw this figure. I did not have the slightest idea who he was. This handsome figure dressed in a long orange robe with a shock of hair. You wouldn't believe this man was standing there and looking at me so powerfully, so silently. I nearly jumped out of my skin. But even before I could gather my wits, he was gone and I was left dazed." And this happened once again. And now it was a different scene. I was in my meditation room. When I came out of my meditation one morning, this beautiful orange-robed man was standing there in front of me. I rubbed my eyes. I thought, is this an imagination? But this person was really standing there. And he actually motioned as if asking me to touch his feet. So I knelt down and did touch his soft feet. When I looked up, he had disappeared. Mr. Sinclair at that point in time had no idea who this man in orange was. Many months later, when he came to Bhagwan, Bhagwan reaffirmed what was going on in his mind. During his very first visit to Prashantinilayam, Swami gave him and his wife an interview. And as soon as Mr. Sinclair entered the room, Bhagwan said, "I came to you twice." And that was enough to seal Mr. Sinclair's faith about who Sri Satya Sai Baba is. So this is how there are any number of tales. If we tap every person who comes to Prashantinilayam, who is at Christmas in the holy abode, you will get a story that will easily fit into this line. Dinadukhiyon ke tarana karana, tum ho Isa Masiha, O Sai Baba. Let's move on to the next line. Dharma Udharana Bhakta Parayana. Dharma is righteousness. Udharana refers to the one who is the emancipator. Bhakta Parayana refers to the one who is ever dedicated to his devotees. The story of Kalpagiri is a story of a base metal turning into gold with the loving touch of Bhagwan. This is recorded in the second volume of Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Kalpagiri had committed a murder and escaped the police in his area. He silently went towards the Himalayas in the north. He donned ochre robes and wandered from monastery to monastery, trying to smother the squeaks of his conscience by chanting the name of God. He spent 4 years in this manner. He met many saints, sages and spiritual aspirants and read many sacred books, discussed the role of bhakti, jnana and karma, tried to understand how man can release himself from the bondage. And soon he became proficient in the dialectic of non-duality. And after a few years, he decided that he could safely venture into the older familiar regions. He extended his pilgrimage to many places in South India, including Bengaluru. There he was told that a new Shirdi has now emerged in Puttaparthi. So he boarded a train, got down at Penukonda and took a bus to Prashantinilayam. Bhagwan called Kalpagiri in for an interview and chided him. Swami admonished him and said, "Why postpone for another birth the suffering which you must undergo in return for your misdeed?" Bhagwan went up to his room and brought white clothes for him and told him to wear these in place of the ochre ones. He commanded him to go to the police in his area and give himself up. Bhagwan even gave him the fare for his ticket and blessed him with precious Vibhuti Prasadam. And finally, Bhagwan assured him, saying, "Go, confess and undergo cheerfully whatever punishment they ultimately give you. I bless you. You will not be hanged. I promise you, your life will be saved. Your neck shall wear a japamala, a rosary, which I shall myself put around it. And I will do this when you come to me after your sentence is over." So when Kalpagiri emerged from Bhagwan's interview room, there was a new glint in his eye, fresh vigor in his voice and lightness in his gait. He felt truly that Bhagwan is God come down to save him. So he decided to obey his command. He went and confessed to the police, and the death sentence that the judge had pronounced was now compounded by the President of India into a sentence of life imprisonment. And during the weeks when the petition for presidential mercy was being considered, Kalpagiri in his cell was telling his neighbors and others that he had met the incarnation of the Lord at Puttaparthi. And then he mentioned to them that Bhagwan had assured him that mercy will be shown and Bhagwan would himself give him a rosary when he finished his term. And that is exactly what happened. He was released with presidential mercy and he came to Bhagwan. Bhagwan blessed him with that rosary for him to start a new life. Dharma Udharana Bhakta Parayana. He is the one who takes form again and again for the sake of devotees and to restore righteousness in this world, to transform people from the path of unrighteousness to the path of truth and honesty. Let's move on to the next line. Adi means ancient. Narayana is a conjunction of two words, Nara and Ayana. Nara in Sanskrit means water. Ayana refers to a resting place. So Narayana means the one whose resting place is water or the ocean. In fact, Lord Narayana is most often depicted as the one reclining on the ocean of milk. But that is the superficial meaning of the name Narayana. The word Nara can be further interpreted as Na, Ra. Ra means to perish. Na is no. Nara means that which does not perish. Therefore, this refers to jivatmas or living entities or individual souls, because the soul never dies. Once we get this understanding, Narayana means the one whose ayana or resting place is in all naras, in all living entities. To put it differently, Narayana is the one who abides in every being. He is the all-pervasive Lord. And that is what is substantiated by the Vedic declaration, Antar Bahishchatat Sarvam Vyapya Narayana Sthitaha. Narayana is present inside, outside, everywhere. Adi Narayana Sai refers to that Lord who is present everywhere, the same all-pervasive, omnipresent Lord who came down as Sai. Let's move on to the next line. Alek Niranjana Bhavabhaya Bhanjana. Alakh means the attributeless divine who cannot be perceived. Bhava, Bhaya, Bhanjana. Bhanjana means to destroy. Bhavabhaya is the fear of worldly existence. The one who is beyond all attributes and who destroys our worldly fears. In this line, we pray to that inscrutable Divine Lord. Let's now come to the last line, Parthi Narayana Sai. Refers to the same Lord who chose Puttaparthi as his divine abode in the current times. The same all-pervasive Lord every time chooses different sacred spots on earth every time he takes a human form. Once it was Bethlehem, once it was Shirdi, once it was Mathura, and now it is Puttaparthi. That is what is conveyed in Parthi Narayana Sai. So this is in brief what is conveyed in this line, as is so evident. As you spend more time trying to contemplate on the significance of every word, you can endlessly go into the beautiful stories of the Lord coming to his devotees, the Lord going all out to protect those who call out to him, the Lord who incarnates again and again, only so that righteousness can be restored and his devotees are taken care of. With this feeling, with this sublime understanding, let's sing this bhajan once again. You will now listen to the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashantinilayam Mandir.
दीन दुखियों के कारण कारण दीन दुखियों के कारण कारण तुम हो ईशान सिंहासन बाबा
Sairam, you are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 26th December 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Radio Sai's Pishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.